This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do thank you so much for the time you're spending with us, again on the air, again in the chat room, and being part of this. You have to be part of the solution. You know the old saying, if you're not part of the solution, then you're probably part of the problem. That means that you, during election time, you know, and you can't get complacent. I can't tell you how many Republicans I've talked to who think we're okay. We are not okay. If you sit back and wait, you know, if you sit back and do nothing, the chances are really good that they will take back the House. If you do nothing, if you get off your butt, and you call for maybe your area, it's all sewn up, right? Maybe your candidate has a lead by 30 points. I don't know. Call your friends. Make sure your friends get out and vote. Vote for the locals. Vote for the local Republicans. School board, water board, dog catcher, whatever it takes. Vote for the local Republicans. I mean, you look, you know, give you some quick stats here. There are almost, in California, the most liberal state pretty much in the country, right? The loons in Sacramento are mostly Democrats. And I got to tell you something. I have Democrat friends who not only don't like, and I don't know how they keep getting elected, but not only do they not like their legislators, but they think their legislators are nuts. But you got, In the infrastructure of California, small cities and towns like the place I live, you have over 5,300 elected officials. I want you to think of that. That is at the lower level, school boards, water boards, city councils, that kind of thing. The majority of those, and I don't mean 51%, I'm talking in the high 80s. This is why I think there's something drastically wrong in California, mentally. In the high 80 percentile, those seats are filled by conservative Republicans. You look at those school districts, you look at those cities that are majority conservative Republican, they're safe, they're clean, for the most part. We're not perfect. The education systems are doing well. You can go looking through all of that. And you look at LAUSD, what a dismal district. They spend money like crazy. They waste money like crazy. They have all kinds of lobbyists. They are Democrat ruled, and they have all kinds of trouble, terrible troubles. They have kids that have graduated just so they don't lose money. They graduate kids who can't read. They can't add. They can't do much of anything. It ain't right. Doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on, it isn't right, and more money won't fix it. If you want to prove it, let's look at some cities that are run by Republicans that have large school districts that are doing well. It's not a money thing. I can point to New Jersey, D.C., and a few other cities where they spend big bucks to educate the kids, and it doesn't work. The kids are still doing poorly. So let's not play that game. And then what happens in California? I don't know if the Dems, well, no, I do know. The Dems do a much better job of marketing than Republicans do. Much better. So when you look at the Dems, again, they do a better job of pushing their product, their elected officials. So now they fill Sacramento with Democrats who overturn some of the rules. Look, California's got a system by which the people can decide what laws they want to put on the ballot. So even though the legislators have a right to make laws, the people also have a right to submit laws via ballot. Now I'll go to the toughest one, the most controversial one. Would you look at Prop 8 out here? Had to do, at one point, had to do with making marriage a constitutional right to be between a man and a woman. Because the legislature decided that, you know, I, for lack of a better term, anything goes. Okay? So the people decided that was wrong and they want to change it. Two times they voted to change that law, to make sure that it was strictly between a man and a woman. And then they sent legislators up there to fight to change it. They sent legislators up there, attorney generals for the state, that will not fight for the people's will because they know better. See, it's in California, it's not the people's will anymore. Now it's a Soviet fascist state of California. They'll tell you what's good for you. They'll tell you what tax money they need to spend. They'll tell you how much of your money you have to give to them to spend because they know better than you. Isn't that great? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So I do. I very much appreciate the time you guys spend with us. I very much appreciate the time that you spend on the air, sending me emails, sending me text messages. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I mean that sincerely. Apparently, the American cheese industry is having a tough time here in California, in the U.S. as a whole. Now, don't go running off a deep end telling me how the, see, I told you those tariffs were going to kill us. I told you we were going to, no. You remember, it was a staple in U.S. kitchens. I mean, every dish you had pretty much had some kind of cheese in it, unless you were allergic to it, right? I mean, it's all always been about cheese in this country. There's a story in Bloomberg that reports that there's now a problem with cheese consumption in this country. Now, the biggest reason behind it is that millennials aren't interested in buying or eating the processed stuff anymore. They instead prefer natural cheeses that taste more distinctive, even if they're pricier. Isn't it funny how the millennials aren't making any money? Where are they getting their money for this stuff? Mommy, Daddy. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting you, tweeting you, just being involved, engaged, doing what I ask you to do, being involved and engaged. And I want you involved and engaged. I mean, seriously, on a regular basis. Whether it's this show, or I prefer this show, obviously. But whether it's this show or another show, you need to get informed. You need to find out what's going on. You can't sound like them. I know I hate that term, but you really can't sound like them. You can't be spewing the party line. You can't be spewing the Twitter line. You need to make sure you have the information that's real. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We were talking about how millennials were killing, they're killing the American cheese industry. Did you know that? Because they don't want the processed stuff. They want their own expensive, and I was saying during the break, where are they getting the money for this? They can't move out of their mother's homes. They can't move out of their parents' homes because they are only making minimum wage, and they say they can't, you know, but they can go spend more money on, I mean, heck, we have cheap cheese. I mean, not that stuff in the plastic wrappers, which I don't even know what that is. Actually, some of the packages, if you look at them, they say cheese food substitute. So what does that tell you? And listen, for some of you guys out there, I don't know how to put this to you. There's no way that real cheese can cut them out of a can and squirt into your mouth. All right? I don't know what your IQ is. If you like it because it's some kind of spready stuff, that's fine. Do not call it cheese. Chains such as Wendy's, Cracker Barrel, and Panera Bread are either ditching American cheese, which is an easy melter, or at least offering alternatives. It's an ingredient we're looking to less and less in our pantry, says Panera executive. The story finds even more evidence is economic in economic stats, including one that notes U.S. sales of processed cheeses are on track to dip for the fourth consecutive year. Prices of American cheese are down, right? A solid 40% of U.S. households still buy Kraft Singles, but sales are flat. Need an impassionate defense, right? What is American cheese? Nobody seems to know. It's made of secret chemicals, yummy compounds, and can do all kinds of things. Look, I get it, but here's what I don't get. This is why I thought the story was kind of funny, and I'll tell you why. The millennials are constantly screaming they have no money. Okay? They're living with their parents because, why? They have no money. And yet they want to buy expensive cheese. Think about this. They go to really weird restaurants, but they go to these natural restaurants, a lot of places where the food is much more expensive. Now, how do you know, not that I'm asking them to eat bad or be bad, but I remember as a kid going, you know, I moved out of my first, my mom's house. I had for those of you in the Boston area, my first apartment was in Quincy, Massachusetts. And I remember having nothing in the cabinets. I remember having, you know, pasta because it was cheap. Macaroni and cheese. Yes, the fake macaroni and cheese because it was cheap and filling. Come on, I'm bringing home some memories for some of you, right? Eggs was in abundance because they were cheap. Wonder Bread, the truly Wonder Bread, was also in abundance. And if you bought it past the due date, it was like half price. See, those young kids will never know how to do that. They'll never know how to scrimp and save. They'll never know how to give up and get something else. Right? I mean, I can't tell you how many times I would love to have the expensive cheese. Oh, cheese whiz. That's what it is. Comes out of the can. Anyhow, at least it never broke my Ritz crackers. All right, we'll move on, I promise. But just a thought. I won't say it's an entitlement thought. But I remember, I know how I heard some parents say, well, you get to have it. Yeah, because I'm working my buns off. That's why I get to have it. Well, President Trump fails us again, apparently. Although I've got a list staring me in the face of over 300, almost 300 accomplishments. And that's just within 20 months. And that's according to the Washington Examiner. And if you, the Trump administration often, it's overlooked. Its achievements are overlooked. And at this point in time in his presidency, he has surpassed what President Ronald Reagan had done at his time in office. Now, as Trump nears the 2-year mark of his historic election and conducts political rallies around the country, he talks about his wins that can be substantiated. I don't know if you saw, I don't have it in front of me. But I guess in the last couple of days, there was a poll done, and the president would be reelected if the election was held today. You know, because it's only a snapshot in time for all intents and purposes. Under President Trump right now, he's added, now, I take, you know, I don't much care about this term where the government has added jobs. The government never adds jobs. Let's just be, unless you're working for the government, they've never added jobs. And I don't even know how that helps the economy because it's tax money going back to tax money. It's just crazy. You know, when you pay a government employee, right? But under President Trump, 4 million jobs have been added. Another 116 smaller victories, some with outsized, then you know, not big importance, would you say? But unless you consider an 83% increase in arrests of MS-13 gang members, think about that. An 83% increase. I wonder how much we're, you know, the percentages are nice. I'd like some numbers. Trump's successes in reducing the cost of taxes, regulations, rebuilding the military. I mean, that's one of the biggest things as far as I'm concerned. I mean, seriously. We were sending money for them to wear high-heeled shoes to see what it was like to walk in a woman's shoes, but we couldn't spend money to rebuild aircraft, right? I mean, that just didn't make any sense. We had to bring socialists into the military. Anyhow, avoiding wars of choice, changing the courts, rival those of all previous Republican presidents. That's according to Grover Norquist. You know, for example, while the year one list bragging about the administration's efforts to rewrite the much maligned NAFTA trade deal with Canada and Mexico, they have now negotiated a truly historic U.S.-Mexico-Canada deal. Nobody thought he was going to be able to do it. Maybe it's not earth-shattering, but everybody agreed and has agreed over the last 5 years, 6 years, that NAFTA needed to be fixed. It needed to be cleaned up. However, when we come back, we will talk about the real issues, the real wins, economic growth, jobs, and so much more. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Everyone's doing the best they can.
Florida Senator Republican Marco Rubio speaking with reporters about the aftermath of Hurricane Michael.
The state government is the lead response agency. They're the ones in charge of the response. The federal government steps in and provides them whatever help they need. And our job is to make sure the federal government is providing whatever the state is asking for.
Many of these people have no home. Some of them have no trace of a home. You wouldn't even know, just got blown right off the footing.
And President Trump and First Lady Melania in Florida and Georgia touring hard-hit areas. The president handing out water to those in need.
Our big thing is feeding, water, and safety.
The president also praising Florida Governor Republican Rick Scott.
Rick Scott has done an incredible job.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 89, the Nasdaq down 66, and the S&P 500 losing 16 points. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Continue your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and all that fun stuff. All right. So let's see what we got going on here. What was I talking about? Oh, we got past the... I get back to that. Thank you. Appreciate that. All you had to do was shoot me with that little gun ears. I would have been fine. Anyway. No, too late now. I'm already started on it. So we were talking about the wins of Trump. The Washington Examiner recently put up about almost 300 of his wins. So let's just look at the economic picture for a second. He's got a 4.2% growth in the second quarter, coming into the third quarter, maintaining the same. For the first time in more than a decade, growth is projected to exceed 3% over a whole calendar year. First time in a decade. Wonder whose administration that covers. 4 million new jobs have been created since the election. More than 3.5 million since Trump took office. More Americans are employed now than ever before in our history. Keep that in mind. So when ex-President Oblamo keeps saying this is because of him, these are the great things that he has done, you can hack up along on that one, too. Just crazy. More Americans are employed now than ever before in our history. Jobless claims at the lowest level in nearly 5 decades. For those of you who don't know what a decade is, that's 50 years. The economy has achieved the longest positive growth streak on record. The recent ups and downs in the market, you know, David Fisher has been predicting that on this show for at least 3 years, I think. Job openings are at an all-time high, and they're outnumbered job seekers. So for the first time since we've been recording this, since the Bureau of Labor Statistics have been watching this, for the first time, this has ever happened. Unemployment claims, 50-year low. African-American, Hispanic, Asian-American unemployment rates are all recently reached record lows. Not under Obama, under Trump. Remember the market started to increase shortly when they found out Trump was elected. Remember what the mainstream media was saying? All the economic experts on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, blah, 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 blah. All of them said it was going to tank. It was over. The stock market would crash. Yeah, didn't happen. Not even close. Hispanic unemployment is at a 4.5% rate. Asian Americans unemployment at a record low of 2%. Women's unemployment recently at the lowest rate in nearly 65 years. Did you hear that? 65 years. Female unemployment drops at 3.6% in May. Now that's the lowest since October 1953. Youth unemployment recently reached its lowest level in more than 50 years. Right, so July 2018's youth unemployment rate of 9.2% has been or was the lowest since July 1966. Veterans unemployment rate, God bless our veterans, it hit its lowest level in nearly two decades. July 2018's veterans unemployment rate was at 3%. Now that's the lowest it's been since 2001. And then they even go further with it. Unemployment rates for Americans without a high school diploma, it is also at a record low. Rate for disabled Americans recently hit a record low. Blue-collar jobs grew at the fastest rate in more than three decades. Recent poll found that 85% of blue-collar workers believe that their lives are headed in the right direction. Did you hear that? For those of you who truly believe that somehow the Dems are going to get the House back and maintain the Senate, or get the Senate. When you have 85% of blue-collar workers believing that their lives are now, under President Trump, headed in the right direction, why would they go backwards? 68% of them say that they had a pay increase in just the past year. Remember that one that Nancy Pelosi said they wouldn't get any money on? It's actually going to cost them more money. Last year, job satisfaction among American workers hit its highest level since 2005. Nearly two-thirds of Americans rate now as a good time to find a quality job. Optimism has grown by 25% since Mr. Oblema left office. Come on, think this through. Remember we were told manufacturing was dead. They would be able to bring those jobs back. No, not true, my friends. There's been almost a half a million manufacturing jobs since the election brought back. Manufacturing actually is growing at its fastest pace in more than 20 years. Why is that? I'm just asking. 100,000 new jobs supporting the production and transportation of oil and natural gas, which we didn't need before because the Obama administration was killing it. I mean, again, I love these eco-freaks that think all this stuff has to be killed, canned, and moved along. Where are these people going to work and live? I wonder if they would say the same thing if their husbands, their sons, their daughters were working in those industries. Median household income rose to $61,000. That is a post-recession high. Under Obama, it was down in the low 50s. Wages up in August by the fastest rate since 2009. Paychecks rose by almost 3.5% between 2016 and 2017. Council of Economic Advisors found that the real wage compensation had grown 1.4% just over this past year. But this number should make you excited. Almost 4 million Americans came off of food stamps since the election. Not thrown off, not dropped off. But we're able to come off because they have jobs now. They're making money. Median income for Hispanic Americans rose by 3.7%, surpassed $50,000 for the first time ever in history. Home ownership among Hispanics is at the highest rate in nearly a decade. Right? I mean, think this stuff through. What part of this do you want to turn? Can anybody? I know you Dems are trolling me. You do it all the time. Would you please send me, even by carrier pigeon, if you're worried I'm going to say something, send me which one of these is so terrible that we have to turn around. Poverty rates for African Americans and Hispanic Americans, the lowest levels ever recorded. Not in 5 years, not in 10 years, ever recorded. Small businesses, they hit historic highs. I mean, when you think about Small Business Optimism Index broke a 35-year low in August, SurveyMonkey, CNBC's Small Business Confidence Survey for quarter three of 2018, matched an all-time high. Manufacturers are more confident than ever before. 95% of U.S. manufacturers are optimistic about the future, and they'll be putting money back into their factories, back into growing their businesses. Consumer confidence is at almost a 20-year high. 12% of Americans rate the economy or as the most significant problem facing our country. Now, you say, well, 12% is not high. No kidding. That's the point. It's the lowest level on record. That tells you only 20% of Americans are worried about what's going on in the economy. Confidence in the economy is near a 20-year high, with over 51% of Americans say, hey, the economy is good or even excellent. American businesses, they're coming back. They're flooding the market in investments. That's not a bad thing. I know some of you, your eyes have already glazed over, but these are important numbers to know. These are important numbers to pay attention to. Retail sales have surged. The Commerce Department figures from August show that the retail sales increased over 0.5% in July 2018. That's an increase of 6.4% from July 2017. All right, the Index on Manufacturing, it scored the highest. Well, it's the highest reading it's had in 14 years. Worker productivity up. Steel and aluminum products are reopening, even with the tariffs. Dow Jones Industrial Average, S&P, NASDAQ, they've all had record highs. The Dow hits over 70 record highs in 2017 alone. The massive deregulation, you know, I know some of the stuff is boring you guys to death and change the station. Otherwise, this is stuff you need to know. Stop posting memes on Facebook, and telling your friends at work and others, stop spewing the party line. Know what the facts are. We'll hit the deregulation on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. Be right back.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Come on, everybody loves that song, right? How can you not like the horns? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. See, I always had class. I like songs with horns in them. You know? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. You know, head up to the website, realside.com. First of all, love to have the traffic. That helps. Secondly, you know, there's articles up there. There's things you can buy in the store. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on. If you didn't get, we cleaned up some, the email's been having some problems. All right. So if you didn't get, if you signed up for the email and you didn't get the email, let me know. If you're on Facebook, the other thing we're going to start doing is doing text messaging. Okay. I'm not going to send it to you, make you crazy. I'm going to see how it works out. I'll probably send a couple a week, let you know that we're coming on, the topics we're going to have, who's going to be on, special this, whatever. Election night. I'm hoping you have the special guest host. As many of you know, I am running for office. I'm doing exactly what I tell you guys to do. Get involved, get engaged, get something accomplished. All right? Now, usually, you know, over the years, I've supported others. I've helped others run. I am running for re-election. Technically, I should be telling you where or what, but, you know, you can figure it out. Just Google me. And in the email, I put a way for you to help me. Should you want to help out financially, I don't care if it's $2, $5, $20, $25,000. Doesn't matter to me. Whatever you got, you hit the lottery. What? I'm asking. Got to ask, right?
Help for the campaign?
For the campaign. Yeah, I think that'd be a good thing, right? Skip a coffee. Like I always say, skip the coffee, send me the $3.50. If you go to one of those coffee places I used to go to, and a lot of it I make at home now, right? Like a buck and a quarter. I'm good. All right, I'll take anything. Anything. You make my heart feel good because I'll know that you're doing it because you want to support me. So that's good. Anyway, support the people around you. Find out who's running, what they can do to make your schools better. Yeah, again, you've got to support us. There are some of us that are willing to take the heat. We're willing to go out in front, but you got to be willing to support us. Because I got to tell you, in the past, or times when I feel like I'm out there alone, it's not fun. We just want to know you're behind us. We want to know you're there with us. Anyway, we were talking about President Trump's achievements, because I'm tired of hearing about what he hasn't done. I can tell you, I heard from a congressman, there's been over 300 bills sent to the Senate. Why they haven't pushed them through, I don't know, other than they've only got one vote to squeak by with. If they get some more votes, I think this will be a big deal. I really do. I think, look, at I'm guessing, but I'm looking at what's going on. I'm looking at past history, and I think if the president gets more control of the Senate and he keeps control of Congress, and I believe he will both of those, I believe he'll clean house come January. Okay, his Christmas gift to us will be a list of people he's letting go and a list of people he wants back into those positions. Under deregulation, which also doesn't just pollute the air and the water and the children, it also helps create jobs. Massive deregulation at a rapid pace, completing 22 deregulatory actions to, every one regulatory action during his first year in office. So think about that. 22. So he's taken, and there's some pretty dumb ones. If we had more time, I could go over them. I mean, if you had a small body of water on your property, the EPA had the right to come on your property and make sure you were doing everything you needed to do to stay within the EPA guidelines for that little pond or whatever it is. He signed legislation to roll back costly and harmful provisions of the Dodd-Frank, providing relief to credit unions and community and regional banks. You know, everybody said, oh, he's letting the banks do what they want to do. But here's the thing. You credit unions and community and regional banks were the things that kept small businesses going. They were the banks that helped small businesses. They were the banks that helped small businesses like mine and others in the past. They would be able to take that more risky loan. Why? Because, the Messina family has been in the community 30 years. They've been around. So-and-so, his uncle did this, and his wife teaches this, and Joe's been doing this. And they've been around, and we know who they are, and they're good people in the community. And we can take a risk. We can take a shot on these people building their small business. That's what they used to do. They couldn't do that anymore. Federal agencies achieved more than $8 billion in lifetime net regulatory cost savings, $8 billion. This was the one, the rollback to Obama's burdensome waters of the U.S. rule. Again, I want you to think about that. On your own property, the EPA could come in, force its way onto your own property to tell you how to manage your pond, your koi pond, for God's sakes. Not that small, but you know what I'm saying. He used the Congressional Review Act to repeal regulations more times than anybody else in history. In other words, remember something. You guys have to understand that when Congress passes a rule, especially one that requires regulations to be put in place or what have you, they don't oversee that. Congress passes this broad-based law, like the, where's the one here? The burdensome waters of the U.S. rule, right? So the EPA put into place regulations that Congress never passed. The IRS, when Congress says they're to be taxed at this rate, the Congress doesn't put all the little provisos in there. That's done by the agency. The agency is tasked to do those things, which I think is crazy. I think Congress needs to have an oversight of those, big time. Now, I know they have oversight now, but not what I'm talking about. I think what has to happen, if you're going to put regulations in place, if you're going to put things in place to change the IRS tax code in any way, shape, manner, or form, I think it needs to be some kind of subcommittee, maybe made up of a couple senators, a couple, not 40, a couple senators, a couple of congresspeople that can overlook those regulations and look at the IRS and go, nope, yep, 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 nope, that kind of thing. Biggest tax cuts and reforms in American history by signing the Tax Cut and Jobs Act into law. He provided more than $5.5 trillion in gross tax cuts, nearly 60% of which go to families. Now, I know some people, even David Fisher, has a little heartburn with this. He said, Joe, you make those kind of tax cuts, you got to make them up somewhere. Because we're talking about $5.5 trillion. Yeah, let's make it up in less spending. That's what got us in trouble to begin with. Less spending would help. He increased the exemption for the death tax to help save family farms and small businesses. I mean, think about this. The Dems, they want to tax you all through your life, and then when daddy dies of the business that he's been building for 50 years, they hand off his kids now have to pay tax on that business again. Big tax. Why? It's been paid for all throughout daddy's life. He's been paying, you know, income taxes and taxes on equipment, all kinds of stuff on that business. Why? Why? Should the government get even more money for you for all the hard work your dad did? He almost doubled the standard deduction for individuals and families. He enabled a vast majority of American families to be able to file their taxes on a single page by claiming standard deductions. He doubled the child tax credit to help lessen the financial burden of raising a family. Lowered America's corporate tax rate. Now, I know some of you don't agree with this, but as business owners, several times during our lives, Tammy and I together, if I got more money, I got more money to play with. I didn't buy more cars. I know some people do. We brought on more people because, you see, in the business level, the more people you have, especially in the service world, the more people you have on, you have more people you have generating revenue for you, don't you? Small businesses can now deduct 20% of their business income. He cut dozens of special interest tax breaks and closed loopholes for the wealthy. But you wouldn't hear that from the Dems. American workers have seen, 9 out of 10 American workers have seen increases to their paychecks. 6 million Americans have received wage increases. 100 utility companies have lowered electric, gas, and water rates. I mean, we can go on and on and on and on and on with this. Think of all the bonuses that were given to workers last year. Right? You talk about worker development. I mean, people who need to be retrained. People need other ways to make money. He established the National Council for American Workers to develop a national strategy for training and retraining American workers for high-demand industries. Employers have signed Trump's Pledge of America's Workers committing to train or retrain more than 4.2 million workers. We do not need, I know some of you are going to be heartbroken to hear this, but we no longer need 8-track repair technicians. I know it's hard to understand. All right, the one that I love that he did was he signed an executive order expanding apprenticeship opportunities for students and workers, making it easier for businesses to bring in apprentices, to bring in interns and student workers. In California, it's almost impossible to give an internship to a student. Now, I will post the rest of these up online on the website, therealside.com. You'll have to head over to find these. You will not find them on the Facebook page, okay? We're going to get the traffic to our website where it belongs. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hey, hope you're having a great day. Continue to have a great day. God bless. Don't forget us. We're here all week. Hopefully you will be too.